USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate summit featured more than 40 heads of state and other world and business leaders on Thursday.
The health of communities throughout the world depends on it. The well-being of our workers depends on it. The strength of our economies depends on it. The countries that take decisive action now to create the industries of the future will be the ones that reap the economic benefits of the clean energy boom that's coming.
The goal of the summit is to spur more ambitious emissions reductions through non-binding commitments. The House of Representatives voted 216 to 208 on Thursday to pass a bill that would grant statehood to Washington, D.C. It's the second year in a row that Democrats-controlled House had voted to recognize D.C. as the 51st state. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces minimal chance of reaching the 60 votes necessary to send a law. We are USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hate crimes against Asians has new legislation. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A bill confronting hate crimes against Asian Americans is moving to the House after passage in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 94, the nays are 1. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill as amended is passed.
The White House strongly supports the bill. Hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply since the coronavirus came out of China. Hate crimes against Asian Americans taking place in such cities as Seattle, Washington, Philadelphia, and New York, which are all run by Democrats.
The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a 13-month low last week, suggesting layoffs were subsiding. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 39,000 to a seasonally adjusted 547,000 for the week ending April 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Russia's defense minister on Thursday ordered troops back to their permanent bases following massive drills in Crimea. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said, "Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support."
The United States and NATO alliance has said that the Russian buildup near Ukraine was the largest since 2014. In another huge first, machines made by humans made oxygen on Mars. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover has successfully used its MOXIE instrument and generated oxygen from the thin carbon dioxide-dominated atmosphere in Mars for the first time ever. Converting the Martian atmosphere in order to generate oxygen may actually help astronauts explore the red planet someday. The ability for MOXIE to generate oxygen from the Martian atmosphere will make a path to create and store oxygen on Mars. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.